Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. In Moscow, like just about everywhere else on the planet, most of our lives are now taken up by coronavirus. We're worrying about it, reading about it, talking about it, probably dreaming about it, and almost all changing what we do and how we act because of it. If you are reading about it or need to talk about it in Russian, here's some help negotiating the lexicon of a pandemic. At work, well, almost no one is at work these days. For those who are, it's all about not touching and keeping clean. Ограничить физические контакты между людьми, проводить дезинфекцию. А при работе с документами и денежными купюрами использовать дезинфицирующие средства. Limit physical contact, disinfect, and use a disinfectant when working with documents and currency. But companies that can have already switched to удаленный or домашний режим, telecommuting, working at home. Всех сотрудников перевели на удаленную работу. All the employees switched to remote work. Фирма прорекомендовала всем сотрудникам переходить в домашний режим. The company recommended that all its employees work from home. In common parlance, this is удаленка. Некоторым фирмам перевести сотрудников на удаленку проще. It's easier for some firms to switch their employees to telecommuting. This has, of course, caused some new problems, and you can now find dozens of articles with titles like this. Как научиться работать на удаленке и не впасть в депрессию? How to telecommute and not get depressed. Each person finds his or her own way of dealing with self-isolation, самоизоляция. На удаленке нет сил изображать интеллектуалку. Кто еще досмотрел последнюю серию «Содержанок»? I'm working at home and I just don't have the energy to try to look intellectual. So, who else has seen the last episode of Kept Women? You're also not going to be leaving your city for a while.
Фирмы запретили или ограничили иностранные командировки и отменяют массовые мероприятия. Многие отказались даже от деловых поездок по России.
Companies have banned or limited foreign business trips and are canceling activities for large numbers of people. Many have even stopped taking business trips around Russia. That said, in Russia, you can still go almost anywhere in the city, but you need to learn how to tell people to keep out of your personal space. When someone extends his hand, you can back off and say, без рукопожатия. No handshakes. Some folks go for кулачное приветствие, a fist bump. But we are advised, лучше всего здороваться, не прикасаясь друг к другу. But it's better to greet each other without touching. Social distancing, ограничение контактов на близком расстоянии, hasn't really caught on, which you might guess from the awkward long way of describing it. If someone invades your personal space, try saying, отойдите, пожалуйста. Step away from me, please. Or, if they don't get it, не стойте близко ко мне. Don't stand close to me. And if that doesn't work, you can try to explain.
Рекомендуют соблюдать дистанцию не менее одного метра друг от друга.
The recommendation is that we stand at least 1 meter apart. When you go out and about, you might see some strange sights, like this.
На некоторых входах стоят медсестры в масках и очках. Они измеряют температуру людей бесконтактными термометрами.
Nurses in masks and protective glasses stand at some entrances and check people's temperatures with no-contact thermometers.
Стойте спокойно. Stand still.
In stores, well, you have to get used to the traditional Russian pastime of panic buying. This is good and bad. The bad bit is that unless you go shopping right after a shipment from the warehouse has arrived, forget that pasta dinner you were dreaming about. The good bit is that your next door neighbor now has a year's worth of pasta, flour, grains, and legumes under the bed, and she might be willing to share or barter. This is an excellent skill to learn.
Три рулона туалетной бумаги за пачку гречки.
3 rolls of toilet paper for a package of buckwheat groats. All of this is about profilaktika коронавируса, prevention of coronavirus. But в случае неблагоприятного сценария, in the case of an unfavorable turn of events, to protect everyone and keep medical facilities free for the truly ill, the old advice has been thrown out the window. One Russian physician said on the radio, «Государство должно срочно поменять лозунги от «Не занимайтесь самолечением, обратитесь к врачу» к «Сидите дома, тепло оденьтесь, много пейте жидкости». Проветривайте квартиру. The government must immediately change its slogans from don't self-treat, go to a doctor, to sit at home, dress warmly, and drink lots of fluids. Air out the apartment. If you don't get better, stay at home and call 103. All you need to say is, у меня симптомы коронавируса. I have the symptoms of coronavirus. Keywords and phrases: одышка, can't catch my breath, высокая температура, high temperature, and сухой кашель, dry cough. But будьте здоровы. And if you're counting on the Moscow Times to provide up-to-date, reliable information in these difficult times, please consider supporting us too. We count on you, so that you can count on us.
Будьте здоровы. Еще раз, будьте здоровы. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока.